Hello and welcome to the Cabazon Water District regular board meeting for January 16th, 2024 at 6 o'clock p.m. Would you all please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance? Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And now a moment of silence for our fallen servicemen and women. Moving on to roll call.
Director Melissa Carlin.
Here.
Director Taffy Brock.
Here.
Director Alan Davis.
Here.
Director Terry Tincher.
Here.
And Director Sarah Wargo.
Here.
And General Manager Michael Pollock.
Here.
And
moving on to the consent calendar. First up is approval of the Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrants of December 12, 2023, as well as the regular board meeting minutes and warrants of December 12, 2023. Do I have a motion?
I make a motion to approve A and B.
Second?
I second it.
All right, motion to approve consent calendar items A and B, made by Director Davis. Second by Director Tincher. Director Carlin?
Aye.
Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Director Tincher?
Aye.
And Director Wargo?
Aye. Okay. Warrants, none. Awards and contracts, none. Moving on to updates. Cabazon Water District Operations Report by General Manager Pollock. Tab one, if you have a book.
All right. So the first item is the presentation to the San Antonio Water Pass, or Pass Water Agency, regarding the successful completion of the grant-funded isolation valve project on January 8th, 2024. I did give a slide presentation and made a few comments. They had a few questions about the successful completion, some of the steps and procedures that we did. So overall, I enjoyed making that presentation. And the next item is submitted standard drawings to ARPA for the next round of grant-funded projects, and that includes Main Street replacements and Bonita Avenue mainline replacements, and the Jensen area, the entire system.
Nice.
We recently had a second meeting with ARPA on January 4th requesting additional details and a revision to move forward with grant-funded projects. So it seems like we're getting a lot of traction with ARPA. They have funds available, and we have the documentation ready, so hopefully.
And the need.
Yes, definitely the need. And the next item is I did place the order for Bonita Vault from Old Castle Precast for $25,900. And I ordered the two clay valves, the 8-inch and the 4-inch from Clay Valve for the $14,352. So the only outstanding item on that would be the survey. And that survey, I believe, was at $2,800. So once I get a confirmed date for the completion of the building of the precast vault, then I'll go ahead and order the survey, and we'll have the property stake surveyed, and so we know exactly where the location of the vault is going to be installed. And then one thing that we have to get caught up on is some of the sampling. Manuel Delgado, the associate engineer of the Riverside District Division of Drinking Water, confirmed that his monitoring and recording wells of 1, 2, and 5 will need samples completed to be current and compliant. Some of the lists that he sent me, there were some samples that haven't been taken since 2014. So goes back that far. And I did confirm with the lab, and they said, were they completed and just not filed to the state website? And they did their due diligence and said, no, we don't have any records of them. So I got with Manuel and the lab, and they sent us the bottles. So we'll have to take those. So there'll be additional charges that are being charged to our sampling. So it has to be done. Just to get caught up. And the Cabazon Water District, I know you guys mentioned you wanted to do a plant site tour. So I do have some dates available if you're interested in making a decision. I do have two of the employees here, Kate and Evelyn, that'd like to take the tour as well so they can be more intimate with the system. So if you guys want to decide on the dates, I believe the majority of them are on a Monday or a Thursday.
I think we'll get to that in the action of the next action.
And then you also asked me what we purchased the property for that's currently for sale, the Main Street property. Mm-hmm. So I believe we purchased that property for $200,000 in 2005. So originally we did list it at
$299,000.
2005,
that doesn't seem right.
That's what it says. Sale date was on 11/22/2005.
We haven't had that since 2005. We haven't had that property on Main Street.
Because
it was the ice house property.
It was associated with Hadley's.
Yeah, but we just purchased that maybe a year before you came on.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was before I was here, which was 2020. I don't know how far before, but.
So that,
unless it was like right when I started, I don't know.
Okay, I can get another revision on that, but that was one of the sales dates that they had on there. It was sale price $200,000, and the date was 11/22/2005. So we did lower the asking price from $299 to $275.
Can we figure out? So it's currently on the market for $275.
$275, yes.
I don't think it was that much when we purchased it.
We'll get to it later, Owen.
What?
We're gonna get to that later.
Oh, no, we're talking about it right now.
Okay.
But, yeah, I guess if we could still look and see how much we actually paid for it.
Okay. Yeah, is there any documentation on it?
There probably is.
Yeah.
Sure, there has to be.
Yeah, there's got to be recorded history, so.
Yeah, we just purchased that not too.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Because when the water company took over, when we purchased it, is that when the little building
was pulled
up?
That's when we demolished the ice house.
Yeah, because it hasn't been.
Since 2005.
Okay.
It was after we moved here, like long after we moved here. Because I
long
think
after
here,
we moved here.
It was 2013, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
So it would have been sometime after 2013.
Okay.
It was just a couple of years ago.
Okay.
It's just a sale that you probably had.
Yeah, but I'm wondering what we paid for it, too.
Seems like $200,000 is a lot of money for a little piece of property.
I want to say Calvin talked us into it because it was so cheap. And that's where we were like, oh, okay. So, it wasn't that. Yeah. Okay.
And then I do have one added item on here. I've been invited to be included in the infrastructure panel discussion for the Riverside County. And I'm currently going to be meeting with Senator Ochoa. And that would be on January 26th. So I'm on panel one, aging infrastructure. So there's two other gentlemen that are included in the panel, and that is Joe Zaba of the Yucaipa Valley Water District and Joe Mawad of Eastern Municipal Water District and myself. So we're all going to get together and present what is needed for aging infrastructure to Senator Ochoa. And
does this have anything to do with that $1 million that Cabazon is giving to was given by the supervisor to redo our infrastructure and help out?
Who in Cabazon gave it to him? No, who did they give it to?
No, it was the state or something gave it to.
All the supervisors, it was spread out, and Cabazon was specifically mentioned to get $1 million of it. It was like aging infrastructure, well, where does that $1 million go? But nobody said anything. They just said it was awarded to Cabazon, and I was just like, already then, I don't know.
No, that's I haven't heard about that. That's a separate issue.
Wasn't that the last MAC meeting? Yep. They talked about it?
No, this was actually the supervisor had it up on his website. And then it was also on the news for the desert.
Okay.
But the supervisors all discussed it, and we were awarded. And that's why I was just like, well,
that check go to?
Yeah, where does that go?
Yeah.
Went to the 792 properties down on Money.
I mean, I'm usually.
That's what we were like.
I usually get information on something like that, but.
It was $1 million.
But was it water infrastructure? Or just
it just says infrastructure.
So.
And I was like, well,
could
it's
be
not
a
like
separate issue. Could
be a separate
issue.
Put like dinosaur signs up here? Like, okay.
Yeah,
that's
so what I was just like,
yeah, but this meeting is just for the water industry. So she wants to find out what our needs are as an industry as a whole. And some of the questions that we're going to address are, what do you see as the major investments that the state needs to make in regards to aging infrastructure? Second question, what has the state done that's been helpful in overcoming aging infrastructure? Next question, what has the state done that has negatively impacted your ability to overcome the difficulties of aging infrastructure? And the last question is, what issues do you see that could impact aging infrastructure in the future? So I do have a few comments that I added in here that I'll be expanding on when I do meet with them, but one of the things that could impact the aging infrastructure is the silver tsunami and the rising cost of time and material. The silver tsunami is this baby boomers retiring, taking all our knowledge and our network with us, which is going to be a major impact.
It's going to be the worst.
Yeah. Of course, aging infrastructure, what needs are needed is obviously pipeline replacement, hydrant installations, to maintain water quality and added fire protection, smart long-term investments to reduce short-term stress, increasing pipe diameter for future growth. So those are a few of my talking points. And that is all I have for the manager's report.
Thank you.
Okay, next on, moving to old business. So discussion updates with San Antonio Pass Water Agency directors regarding various matters. Ron, are you still with us?
I still am.
Okay,
yes.
So the floor is yours, if you'd like to have it.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. A couple of things for Michael. When you do your tour, Michael, I'd like to go on it too, if you wouldn't mind.
Okay, all right.
So if you could let me know.
Yeah, once the board decides
Evelyn has
what date we're all going to go, then we'll let you know.
Yeah, I'll just make sure I can fit in. Evelyn has my phone number, so you can call me from there if you don't have it. And the other thing is, on the senator, just for your information, Michael, it's Ochoa Bogue.
Okay.
So her maiden name is Ochoa. Her married name is Bogue. So she goes by Rosalisi Ochoa Bogue as the senator.
Okay, thank you.
Just so you don't just call her Ochoa. Kind of help you out on that.
Right.
And as far as the updates are concerned, I don't know if Michael, if you're going to do any of this, but I'll kind of jump in with what I've got, and then you can add whatever you've got later. The board was reorganized. The presidency was reorganized of the board. The new board president is Mickey Valdivia. The vice president is Chander Latul. The secretary is Robert Yabara, and the treasurer is Kevin Walton. So Larry is back in the saddle as a director now. So we'll be that'll be the major changes there, and all the other three were already in the leadership portion of it. They just moved up one space. So, and as far as the general updates are concerned, I think you're pretty much up to date on what we're doing now. It really wasn't anything that stood out in my mind for that meeting that you probably didn't know about. So if you have any questions for me, I'm happy to try and answer them.
No questions for me. No.
I don't have any.
Okay. No questions, Ron.
Okay, and I'm going to hang in with you on the meeting, so if you do think of anything or you have a comment that I need to, you know, get involved in, let me know. I'll be here.
Awesome.
Just until you go into, if you go into closed session, I'll jump off then.
No, there's not on the schedule. So yeah, it'll be a quick one, I think.
Okay, cool.
Next up is community involvement for old business, discussion action.
This is something you wanted to keep on here, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we have any upcoming events? I know we're done with all the holidays.
I can meet with the community center director and see if she has anything coming up so I can update.
We have a MAC meeting next month.
What's the date?
Eight. Mm-hmm. Oh, so that might.
I have it on here.
Do you want me to tell Victor Diaz about that? Weren't his people supposed to attend the MAC meeting? Wasn't that a thing?
That was, he usually knows when to meet, yeah.
I don't know if this is kind of for this topic, but speaking of Victor Diaz, I asked him when the next CAC meeting was, if he had it scheduled yet. He said he doesn't, but he's meeting with the flood department and the land use director at the supervisor's office in Cabazon on January 31st at 1 p.m., and he asked if anyone from here could attend. I don't know if that's something that we want. I think Alan's on the...
Uh-huh.
I don't know if that's something that you guys want him to attend or you just want Mike to go to it.
I think at this point, just Mike, since they're not getting all their people together.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just a little question from here, maybe.
Make that sure.
Okay. Nothing else for community involvement? Okay. Moving on to new business. Discussion action. Schedule a field trip with general manager and the board of directors to visit all the Cabazon infrastructure. So we have a couple dates, right? One of those dates being February 8th, that's going to be the MAC meeting, so I'm going to say let's not do it on the 8th, right?
All right.
So the 12th, 15th, or 22nd would be preferred from us so that me and Katie can attend.
I know I cannot do the 15th. What time are we talking?
Yeah.
Like what time of day?
That all depends on you.
How long do you think it's going to take us to do this?
Like 2 hours.
So do we want to do like an afternoon thing?
Well, we lose the sun at 5, right?
Yeah, but we could do like 3 to...
Well, what all do we want to see? Do we want to see all the infrastructure, all the wells, all the tanks?
I would like to.
Because last time I know it took us over 3 hours.
Did it?
Yeah.
What if we started like at 2? And if it got dark and we couldn't see anymore, we just call it.
Okay.
This afternoon's going to be better for me because I can't get away from work.
Right.
Yeah.
And I cannot do the 15th, so that leaves everybody else okay on the 12th or the 22nd?
We could also do later in the month if you needed to. Those are just the more sooner ones.
I'm available either day.
I think the 22nd would be good.
Tentatively 22nd at 2.
That was 3 months that
we need to make a motion.
We do a board meeting before then so we can confirm. So.
Yeah, we do.
Right.
So we can make a tentative, and if that's a problem at that time, we can change it.
Something could come up. Okay.
What time?
Do we have a motion?
What time? 2 o'clock.
I make a motion to make it February 22nd at 2 p.m.
My second.
A motion to have the district field trip on February 2nd at 2 p.m. made by Director Tincher, second by Director Brock. Director Carlin?
Aye.
Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Did you say the 22nd?
Yeah.
Yeah. Director Tincher?
Aye.
And Director Wargo?
Aye. Are we going to be using, are we all going to get in cars? Can everybody's cars make it to all the places?
I do have the one big vehicle. We can have 4 to 5 in that one.
I can steal her car the whole day. 7?
Let's coordinate all that at the next
board meeting. Sure, yeah, we'll meet at the office. I have one vehicle available, and then we can...
Could I just verify, was that February 22nd or February 2nd?
February 22nd.
22nd, okay, thank you. And that's at 2 p.m., right?
Yes.
Yes. You're at the office.
Okay, thank you.
Is it open to the public
thank
or
you.
No? I don't, like legal said it was okay for us to have a field trip,
yeah.
Right?
Okay. What else? Let's see. You're talking about before following behind
Well, getting up to the Jensen one, that's hard to get up to that one if you don't have the right, if you don't have four-wheel drive.
Yeah, tank one and tank three.
Next up is discussion action resolution 2024-01, removal of revision of authorized signers on district bank accounts. So, taking people off the card who are on the card and putting people who are new on the board onto the card.
I believe everyone that's off, that should be off, is already off, so it would just be adding Director Carlin, since she's the alternate for the FAC. But we had already removed Calvin.
What about Diana?
Actually, I don't know if we removed Diana. Well, I can just handwrite that onto here. So.
Okay. Do we have a motion? You can make your own motion.
Well, now, what do we need the motion for?
To add.
To approve a resolution to remove and add
authorized
signer on the district account.
Correct.
I make a motion.
Okay. So the motion to approve resolution 2024-01, and that's removing Diana Morris and adding Melissa Carlin.
Who's all on the? Excuse me, I'm sorry. Who is all the signers here?
I don't have the list at the top of my head, but...
Yeah, they're the signers for sure, and then she'll be the alternate.
Check it for me, okay, because I was on it before, and I have been asked by my bank which account you want to take money out of, and they mentioned the Cabazon account, and I go, ooh, no, you know?
So you need... on it, do we remove him then?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
So I'm going to write him on here, too?
Yeah.
So it's going to be removing Diana Morris and Alan Davis. And adding Melissa Carlin. Okay. And I'm sorry. You made the motion.
I made the motion.
And then who is second? I'll second.
Sorry about that.
Director Brock is the second. Oh, thank you. Director Carlin?
Aye.
Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Director Tincher?
Aye.
And Director Wargo?
Aye. Now moving on to public comment. Does anybody like to speak? Next up is general manager board comments. So first up is future agenda items from the board or general management. Does anybody have any future agenda items they'd like to bring up? Didn't we have them?
We're going to put the field trip back on. But
yeah, the field trip will be
transferring the money. Transferring
the
money. Yeah, we're going to talk about that at the next meeting.
Transferring
the money back into the leaf account or the...
Taking some of the money from checking and moving it.
California class account.
California class, that's the one.
Higher interest rate.
Right.
Okay. You guys have any suggested agenda items? Management?
Just updates on projects.
Okay. Management comments?
No, I should have a summary of what was discussed during the Senator Ochoa Baugh.
Infrastructure discussion.
So, boat.
Yeah, that'll be a good one.
Boat. Well, she's going to introduce herself, so I'll learn how to pronounce her name properly.
I know. Right?
It's Boat.
Okay.
I had a sign up for it.
Yeah.
I had a sign in my yard for it.
Okay.
Chihuahua, though.
That's
what
I said.
Yeah,
no.
If you remember,
Tara,
I
should have. Okay,
we'll
do.
But,
Any board member comments?
Pardon?
Is there any board member comments? Okay, upcoming and next meeting, we have the future board. The next meeting date coming up is January 22nd, 2024, Monday at Hacien for the San Gregorio Pass Water Agency meeting. January 24th, 2024, Wednesday at 5 o'clock p.m., San Gregorio Pass Regional Water Alliance Committee meeting. February 5th, 2024, at 1:30 p.m. is the San Gregorio Pass Water Agency meeting. February 8th, 2024, at 6 o'clock p.m. is the West Desert MAC meeting at the Community Center, 6 o'clock p.m. February 20th, 2024, at 5 o'clock p.m. is the Finance and Audit Committee meeting. February 20th, 2024, at 6 o'clock p.m. is the regular board meeting. TBD on the CAC meeting and TBD on the Personnel Committee. Do I have a motion for adjournment?
I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Motion to adjourn.
Bye, everybody. Thank you.
Thanks,
Ron. Have a good week. Thank you.
Motion to adjourn.
Thanks, Evelyn.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Hi, Director Tincher is seconded by Director Brock. Director Carlin?
Aye.
Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Director Tincher?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Okay, meeting is adjourned at 6:26 p.m.